Field agronomists share some candid impressions about crop production today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. During a recent Illinois Soybean Association event, three independent agronomists pulled no punches in a panel discussion on crop production. First, Kelly Robertson of Precision Crop Services in Benton, Illinois.
The cover crop thing is probably my biggest pet peeve in the sense that cover crops are sold as the cure-all. I mean, it'll make you smarter, richer, make your wife better looking, get your kids a degree. And the things that are promised through cover crops are not really real or obtainable. And the programs that are out there to promote cover crops have done farmers a great disservice.
Moving on to biologicals with Kyle Stull of Stull Agronomy in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Trying to tell somebody that your soil should have this amount of whatever bacteria in it isn't really accurate because I don't know if my soils are going to be the same as yours, but I'm pretty sure they're not. And it's a lot of pseudoscience and trying to like figure this stuff out. Maybe eventually we'll get there, but I don't think we're there right now.
Then Kelly Corrigan with McGillicuddy Corrigan Agronomics in Bloomington, Illinois.
You have to look at your most yield-limiting factor, and that's what you have to attack first. And I feel like people will sell you micronutrients, but if your problem is potassium, micronutrients aren't going to help that much. So you really have to know for your own operation what the problem is.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.